AM 570 LA Sports.
I want to hear it, man. I'm desperate to hear it.
This is the Petros and Money Show.
Best case scenario.
Mad Money Smith.
Worst case scenario.
Petros Papadakis.
What am I doing here? I'm humiliated.
Available on the iHeartRadio app.
Now online at am570lasports.com.
This is Petros and Money.
Money, AM 570 LA Sports. Live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. If you missed our first hour, it's a full 3-7 show today. We had Vic start us off with some Hang On Sloopy.
Sloopy, hang on!
And then he predicted a 5-3 victory for the Dodgers in Game 5. He said, alive in 5, Azul go blue. 5-3.
He did say that. Vic has been very boisterous today.
He's excited. As excitable as Vic is in the regular season, he doubles and triples his enthusiasm during the playoffs. And he really got after Hang On Sloopy. I mean, he really was performing. Even though he was a tick off. Totally fine. No big deal to him. Let's make sure the people feel the energy and carry it all the way up to Oracle Park tomorrow for that 6 p.m. start. Remember, tomorrow we're doing a big pregame show. We have not done a live event in the L.A. County area in over a year and a half. And we are going to be at the Burbank BJ's Restaurant and Brewhouse tomorrow, pregame in it from 2 to 5 p.m. And then you can stick around and watch the Dodgers-Giants game. Why not? Happy hour specials. There are $3 domestic bottles, $4 BJ's signature handcrafted beers, and $5 call drinks. And we will be there right off the 5 at the Olive Avenue exit again tomorrow from 2 until 5 p.m.
What a show that's going to be.
Right?
What a time that's going to be to show that you're affiliated with the one and only Petros and Money Show on AM 570 LA Sports. It is going to be great.
Isn't this great?
And if you can't wait, if you need us tonight.
Isn't this great?
Call Cates for Dodger Talk. By the way, Matt, if I was doing number of the day, which I'm not.
Would you like it? I can do word.
It could be two, because twice now they've gone to Isabel and she's been asleep.
Is that right?
The last two Dodger Talks, they go to Isabel and she's out. Out.
You guys got to go to her sooner.
Yeah, you can't wait.
Yeah, you got to go to her sooner. What, Cates?
I'll put her right to the front of the line tonight.
Yeah.
If she calls.
Go front of the line.
Yeah.
Because she's asleep.
Izzy, there's your pass right there. You see it? Front of the line pass.
Front of the line pass. Get in. We'll get you on. Now, but maybe Colin or Ronnie or whomever is working the board can check on her before you pot her up, right? Like you do the little pre-show prep there.
Oh, yeah. I like that.
Izzy, you're about to go on. Are you ready? You know, that way she's comfortable, all is well.
She'll never fall asleep before the launching pad, though.
That's right.
Look at this. Money, you rat bastard.
What'd I do?
I work valet at the Burbank Airport as a second job. You're right. It's downhill. I also work the private ramp at Burbank because I got ran out of Van Nuys, stepping all over my boots all the way down Sherman Way. Okay, we are looking forward to having a great day today. We're already moving on the show. We're looking forward to having a big show tomorrow from BJ's in Burbank. But right now, Matt Smith's got it, the number of the day.
Here's my number.
Real talk. Number of the day.
Number of the day is 2. I believe I saw and walked behind the most hateable couple that I had to be in their orbit for all of 15 to 20 seconds.
Hateable couple.
I'm guessing they were coming here because they didn't quite know. Come around here.
In Burbank?
Right in front of our building. Here in Burbank, California. Our building is not open to outsiders. Still closed because of the COVID, but it looked as though they were looking for something. They were not familiar.
I saw Jacob Imrani walking around today.
Hey. That's not cool.
file a petition.
Like what? He's a real person. It's like, well, yeah. Is that the criteria?
I mean, I had to sign a bunch of paperwork in order to be here. These two people, first of all, the dude is sucking so freaking hard on his robot, the vape machine.
Couple of vapors.
So just him. His lady is not vaping.
Well, I mean, she's vape compliant.
And the cloud of basically stripper perfume and cotton candy is now engulfed me as I'm walking behind them. So that's number one. Two, it's hard for me to get around them. So I have
okay,
to.
Okay, so they're fat.
I can't get around
you
them.
You hate fat people.
I don't hate fat people. I hate these two fat people.
Okay, but you, I mean, you kind of are always usually lean in that way.
I don't feel that's accurate. I could not get around them.
I mean,
if I could have slipped by them, I would have slipped in front, got in the door.
When I heard hateable couple, I saw.
I did not see them.
When I heard you say hateable couple.
You, in your mind's eye.
In my mind's eye, I saw what would be your idea of a hateable couple, and they could be guards with a center. And
it was them two dudes on the mopeds?
Yeah, exactly.
So, first of all, I'm engulfed now in this vape, whatever it is, steam, this fog cloud.
Was it sketch?
No. Does sketch do the vape thing with the robot D?
Oh, he D's it up.
Oh, God. So I'm,
but you know he's not graduated to the big.
That's
giant,
what this one was. This was the full like on. The, yes.
Yeah. He
this was the Tatooine. Greedo is sucking on this thing.
Yeah. He hasn't. He hasn't graduated to like the you're sucking on the lightsaber handled vape. He's got the little skinny poots of it.
Oh yeah. No. This guy wanted to cash in everything that was left in that giant box. I mean, he took two giant drags on this vape box.
Okay. And they're here.
So that's one. And they're big. So I can't get around them. And they are walking so effing slow. And I'm just, okay, just make it to the door. Once you get in the door, you can break left and make your way to the stairwell and go up. You don't have to share the elevator with them kind of thing. The woman would not move.
What are you talking about?
She stopped dead in front of our plate
but
glass doors.
But there's two doors.
Exactly. So he's in front of the left one. She's in front of the white right one. And she has stopped. And as I peer over her shoulder, and I have regularly lamented with the don't walk and text, do your freaking texting business on the side, and then start walking again so you don't block the path of others. She is playing a game of solitaire. She is playing...
Oh, like Fred?
Solitaire. On her phone while she's standing in front of plate glass doors and not moving.
Well, why was he standing there, too? Why didn't he move along?
I don't know, because he's supporting her solitaire playing or something. Like, he's not moving, she's not moving, and I have to say, excuse me.
For money?
I have no idea. Don't play solitaire and slightly jaunt in front of plate glass doors that grant access to a place of employ.
While your husband's filleting a machine.
Oh. I felt like I was being put in carbonite and I was Han Solo. I
totally see that, Matt. Fat people.
Oh, I was so
away
pissed.
From me. I'm skinny and I want to get to work.
I just went, excuse me.
You think they won something?
That would be my guess, that they were here to pick something up from one of the FMs upstairs, because God knows we give away prizes, but you ain't getting those. Yeah, well, Cates is going to tell you, he's going to get you on that phone, and he's going to tell you that you got to come here like at a certain hour and ignore the violent squirrel, but you're going to meet our person on the grassy knoll.
You know,
it's between the buildings.
It's true. You could be fat. And you could play solitaire. But if you're fat
and
solitaire and you're vaping, three strikes.
Yes. It was a real three strike pitch at bat.
Vape? Solitaire?
I'm telling you, I have not. Look, you're the one that started the amount.
The smoke.
The cloud that comes from a vape.
The
is
robot
incredible.
D, yeah.
And this dude took some of the. This is like if it was a standard cigarette, it would have had the biggest cherry on that thing from so hard he took that drag.
Remind me to tell you a story about that at the break. It is time for the word of the day.
He heard me with his words.
The word of the day.
I think we touched on it this week in the quick hits. You're aware of the quarterback situation out in Oklahoma.
I am.
Very. interesting situation with old Spencer Rattler, who everybody thought was going to be the next.
He's going to be the number one pick in the draft, you know, Spencer Rattler.
Jalen Hurts, Kyler Murray, Baker Mayfield, Lincoln Riley, and the Oklahoma Sooners. They pump them out.
Jason White, Josh Heupel.
I'm just talking about Lincoln.
Sam Bradford.
Talking recent history. Heupel?
20 years ago.
Jamel Holloway? Okay. So because you got one chance, and the USC did the same thing with Jackson Dart, and I didn't begrudge him that. If you're it's college football. You don't have to tell anybody who's hurt. If your quarterback's hurt, you're going into the next week, and people don't really know that he's going to go or not. Hell, make the defensive people prepare for two quarterbacks.
Sure.
Try your best. And that's just what you do. Obviously, Caleb Williams is going to be the starter over Spencer Rattler. He blew up and won the Red River rivalry, and he was exciting as hell. Rattler has acquitted himself poorly, and his attitude has been predictably poor. But Caleb Williams, on the other hand.
Love him.
Everybody loves him.
Love him.
So.
More Caleb.
Lincoln Riley said, I don't know who's going to start. Just like any college football coach would.
Everybody said, I do.
Oklahoma newspaper kids got in they got in the parking structure, and they used the binoculars, and they watched, and they saw that Caleb was taking the majority of the first team snaps, and they reported it, and Lincoln Riley went full Gundy. He's killed the whole media. All OU media availability has been canceled. Pure reports have come out of Norman. You know they're playing TCU this weekend. You know it's going to be the big nooner or something like that. And this is a real wrench in the spokes.
Love it. Way to go, student paper. Student journalism.
How could they?
Get after it.
How could they?
Hey, make a name for yourself.
Well, look.
They got a job to do too, P. They got a job to do too at the Daily Norman.
If you are not, if you're forward thinking enough to kick the media out of practice when you start running plays, then you ought to be forward thinking enough to have a dude stationed in the parking structure where you get scouted from. USC used to have that. We used to have dudes stationed in the parking structure looking around.
They threw that guy off the top of it.
Noon
the
goons.
Ting brothers have never been the same.
A man died.
Jumped
off Caprillion Hall. You're right, Matt. The truth is, that's on Lincoln Riley. And to kill the rest of the media for the student newspaper getting a scoop on you is very Mike Gundy-esque. I thought this story was coming out of Stillwater. I was like, oh, Norman, what?
I thought Lincoln Riley was a forward-thinking gentleman.
Well, he kind of is.
Right, that's
and what
I mean.
That's what I was surprised with, but he obviously, I mean, look, you get, it's college football. It's a weird little glitch in it. You don't have to tell anybody who's hurt, so you have that 1 week to know. Gary Patterson, if he wasn't crazy, which he is, he'd be the head coach at Notre Dame. He's a defensive genius, and if you split him to prepare for two quarterbacks, especially one that can really run, you're taking up their time,
man.
And then student newspaper, the Daily.
It takes up their time, man.
The Daily Land Grab or whatever it's called. Come around here, climbing up into the parking structure with its binos, or even better, maybe a telescope with a tripod.
I heard it was the structure that housed the journalism department.
Oh,
which is appropriate, right? It's like, hey, I'm just here hanging out of work. Got my binocs, and I see a lot of Caleb Williams. Or actually, it's more like, I see a lot of Caleb Williams out there. I'm going to report it. Make a name for myself. My journalist professor would be awfully proud.
Good for you.
Exactly.
I remember.
He's got a job too, that kid.
Oklahoma State had a kid transfer, like a receiver or something. And Gundy was like, don't you ask me about it. And they told their guy, you know, Gavin, who's a great guy, went to Hamilton High School here. They told Gavin, the PR guy.
All right, Hamilton.
Warren Moon. Let's go Yankees. He told him, hey, don't ask coach about so-and-so. We don't want to talk about the transfer. And the student newspaper's like, hey, coach.
Yeah.
What's up with so-and-so, the transfer? He's like, that's it. Shut it down. Shut down the media for a week. I mean, it's like a prison, man. They go hard on you. Do you know what I learned this week?
What's that?
They can't show Cool Hand Luke in prison.
Is that right?
They turn it off. Once it comes on, they turn it off.
Is that right?
They don't want to show a prison riot. You know?
Oh, that's
same
sucks.
With Natural Born Killers. Once it comes on in prison, even if it comes on TBS, He turned it off. And my friend who works in the prison was like, cool, cool hand Luke. And he was like, oh, what happened?
It's unfortunately just the Oklahoma Daily. Nothing exciting. I was hoping it was like the, you know, get out there early Gazette.
Yeah.
Or the...
You're a corker, Shannon.
Right. Instead, it's just the Oklahoma Daily. By the way, you show that paper a little respect there, Lincoln Riley. Goes all the way back to 1917, 104 years old, the Oklahoma University student newspaper, okay?
He was still at ECU in 1917.
You're damn right about that.
Working for Ruff and McNeil. Coach Ruff. Ruddy!
This is the song of the day.
Ta-da. Let the good times roll is our song of the day. A fantastic tune from the legendary Ray Charles. Because the Petros and Money Show's on your radio, letting the good times roll on a Wednesday afternoon, where everyone's in a good mood as the Dodgers let the good times roll last night at Dodger Stadium, forcing a Game 5 in the NLDS tomorrow at Oracle Park in San Francisco. But today, we celebrate with 4 full hours of great sports talk, followed by an off-day edition of Dodger Talk with Tim Cates coming up at 7 o'clock, getting you ready for Friday. And when you're dead,
you're done. Thank you, Ronnie. We'll be back with the flip-top story of the day. David Vassay, Alex Faust. We're going to give away tickets, Kings tickets.
King for a day.
Oh, against the Wild.
How about that? It's going to be wild.
They're tweeting. They're on Facebook, Instagram. Interact with the show at AM570LASports.com.
For you, our loyal listener.
Petros and Money continues now. 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 Now.
Petros and Money, AM570LASports.
Fun time to do the job.
Oh, you ain't kidding. I was like, oh boy. I know somebody who used to do that trip.
Yeah, it always is a little bit of a red flag.
Yes.
Hey, Thailand's opened up again. Let's go. You're like, okay, man.
Buddy, you do that trip every year by himself.
Have a good time. I remember there were these people at the restaurant one night. We were sitting with them and drinking, and they were like, started talking about like, he goes to Thailand every year, and you know, he's been to the killing fields, tell you all these crazy things, and. You know, oh, it's a wonderful place. Well, do you go with him, the wife?
No, I have the exact same story.
Oh, you don't go?
Every year.
How long does he go for? Oh,
2 weeks.
Just 3 weeks?
Yeah, 2 weeks.
21 days?
Wait, 2 weeks without you? Something doesn't add up here.
Oh, he does a lot of philanthropic work down there. Oh, well, I bet he does.
Is that right? You don't say. What do you do? I take care of the dogs, you know.
I love to garden.
I'm a homebody. It's his time. He earns it.
Like Urban Meyer.
Okay.
Like Urban Meyer running the credit card at the Pine House. Let's go.
Hey, no cash. Credit only.
All right. Tim Cates is freaking out. Well, there's the most common search on Pornhub came out all over this. You know how it says like favorite burger in every state and there's a map of the United States. And you're like, oh, in and out for California. What is that?
Now, normally I know.
Sonic for.
Right. Some people are thinking, oh, wait, Barstool does this. It's a joke. The acronym says like you're an a-hole or something like. No, this is.
No, Pornhub.
Legitimate. What is the most commonly searched word or words for each state on porn?
And we're not going to go crazy here, but just to note, Cates cannot get over that Colorado's number one search is...
Wait. We should set the table, or we should set the tone by pointing out there's a lot of threesome.
Asian.
There's a lot of MILF.
Librarian.
A lot of Asian.
A lot of MILF, and they have it...
A lot of MILF in the Midwest.
I don't know what racist porn is.
Nor do I, but that's Michigan's number one.
I guess that's what happens like when you're like racist and you're having sex.
I guess
so. Spew epithets.
And Michigan apparently is interested in searching that. Couple stepsister.
Well, that's,
you know,
nothing wrong with that.
Maybe high rates of divorce in those states where it's stepsister.
There's a lot of, but stepsister, I mean, I feel like that's
pretty common.
Standard.
Yes.
Threesome.
A lot of that. Okay.
But then Cates just can't get over it.
Can't get over it.
And I think it's pretty funny.
There's another one that's pretty weird.
The Oklahoma?
Yeah, the panhandle. But
Goth Hospital.
Yeah, that's Oklahoma.
Very particular.
Goth Hospital is, you know, right next door in Texas, lesbian. Right next door in Louisiana, lesbian.
Right.
Right next door, you know, in Arkansas or whatever, MILF. And then you get over to Goff Hospital. It's like,
where did that come from?
I'm guessing Tulsa.
Now, Florida is just boats. Boats.
Well, that's a lot of boat sex.
That's what
Captain
you want.
Stabbing.
We've got boats.
Captain Stabbing.
Let's watch boat sex.
Hallover versus porn.
I love my boat, and I love sex, so I want some boat sex. Let's get these two things together.
But Colorado is so confounding. Now, yes. I know the Buffs are having a bad year, and the Broncos got nothing to write home about right now.
It's been a bad couple of weeks for the Broncos.
And I don't know what the prospects are for the Avs.
Well, on the Rockies, they are not painting the town purple. They're terrible this year.
No, they painted it gray.
My man.
Despair. Droopy Balls is the number one
Look
porn...
Look at giggling. Giggling and clapping.
Isn't that funny?
It's weird.
I mean, you go to the South, and it's like ebony.
It's all ebony.
Stepsister, MILF.
Lesbian.
Kevin James. Why is Kevin James? Is there a Kevin James porn? I mean, I know he's really spry.
In Tennessee, it's Kevin. I was like, is there governor named Kevin James? Is there?
I mean, there's got to be something you can search. So I'm going to go search Kevin James. See what's popping. Racist is interesting. And what's that over there next door? Oh, threesome. Yeah. For us here in California, Matt?
Asian.
Why? Pacific Rim?
Colorado. And look, Montana, they may be outdoors people, but they love their librarians.
And that's fine. You can see that.
Totally.
You know, because they don't have a lot of libraries.
Right.
Spread out, you know.
Droopy Balls.
Closest library is 35 miles away.
That's the crow flies. Take you 3 hours to get there.
Our librarian weighs $5. The one over there is hot. All right, Matt, I'll call this the flip top story of the day, just real quick. I think it needs to be.
I'll flip you out. I will flip you out.
This is the flip top story of the day.
I mean, forget Keith Hernandez, Matt. I am damn tired. Damn tired of looking at Gabe Kapler's beard and mustache comb ass. What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Why are you coloring your beard and mustache, Gabe? Everybody knows that your beard is gray and salt and pepper. It was when you were in Philly. And it was when you were on FS1, and all of a sudden you're coming around here looking like Blackbeard the Pirate.
Come around here.
Tired of it. Well-dressed man with the beard. Black as night. Tired of it. Despite him being a friend of the show, I believe Gabe Kapler's beard and mustache comb beard must be addressed. Because he looks ridiculous.
He does look ridiculous. You're better than that, Gabe.
Now, I'm not going to name any names. But when you walk around and you have a starkly black goatee.
A shoe polished black goatee.
Or beard to where it looks like you're performing on stage.
It is it's very disarming.
As Macbeth. And it's like, wow, I better get this beard black so people know I'm black-hearted Macbeth.
You know, I was gonna run up on this guy, and then all of a sudden, I was like, whoa.
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 I mean, for all the people that make fun of Fred, Fred has the right idea with his gray muskrat on his face. Like, if you're going to have a goatee, and I'm quite certain that Rochelle is into it, Fred's wife, if you're going to have a goatee.
My wife!
Then have it be the color of your hair or whatever it is. There is no men's color for hair that looks normal or good. Ask Brian Kinney, another guest on the show. But if you're going to do the beard and mustache.
Hair is like a magenta.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
If you're going to do the beard and mustache comb like Gabe, don't paint it so black like you look like a character on the Pirates of Penzance. It's not a good look. We can all see it. We can tell that you're trying too hard. Everybody knows that you're vain already. Let's get a few patches in there, Gabe. For old time's sake, what do you say?
The thing about Gabe, too, is Gabe looks good.
Sure he does.
Gabe's a good-looking man. Gabe's got a great physique. So what? I think the people like the salt and pepper. Makes you look smarter than you are.
Works for that
running
guy.
Running seven guys out there to pitch in game four.
Works for the guy that's married to Sofia Vergara.
Exactly right.
The guy, works for the Clune dog with his gray
like
salt
nobody's
and pepper
business.
Over the years.
Keanu Reeves got the salt and pepper going now.
Yeah, so why do you, more on Keanu later, why do you have to look like you dipped your face in the inkwell? Why?
Why?
Like, I think it's a fair question for Gabe Kapler. I was watching a game last night with my father, and he said,
"That's the truth.
Wow, Gabe really looks manicured.
For shame."
And he really is.
But he's always been, I mean,
he's always been very manicured.
Tan is tank.
But the beard and mustache comb and the darkness of the beard and mustache comb and the obviousness of his vanity, I believe, is something that should be mentioned, and now it has been mentioned. Because he is extremely manicured. And the Dodgers cannot lose a series to a guy that uses a beard and mustache comb that prodigiously.
That's a fair point. Dave Roberts looks good with his salt and pepper hair.
Dave Roberts is who he is.
Exactly. He's comfortable with who he is.
A wine-swilling cancer survivor.
That's right.
Who stole a base in the World Series for the Red Sox, or to get to the World Series. And I'll tell you what.
Down 0-3, steals a base. Win four straight, knock off the Bronx Bombers. Dave Roberts.
Change everything.
Everything.
So, to me, I'm just wanted to put it out there like I did last Friday. Pete Carroll sticking his chin in the USC situation because he's failing in Seattle finally. And Gabe Kapler's beard is good enough reason as any for the Giants to go down tomorrow and be a thing of the past despite their confounding season. Despite the Dodgers chasing them all the way to the finish line.
That's the truth.
And despite now the Dodgers having to play on the road for the remainder of the playoffs until the World Series, if they make it that far. Shame on you, Gabe, and shame on your dirty black beard.
For shame!
Everybody knows your hair's not that color.
I'm surprised you didn't want to bring Vic in for this one.
Vic no longer uses the bearded mustache comb.
He did for a while.
He did, and it was ridiculous.
We called him out on it.
We had to. He looked like the guy in Harry Potter.
We're not going to call everybody out that works here right now. Just Vic?
I said I'm not going to name any names. You name Vic. I said I'm not going to name any names. All I'm saying is, if there's a real stark contrast.
Real.
Maybe you might want to look into a different technique. Maybe a different approach.
Maybe don't grow a beard. Maybe if you don't like the way it looks when it comes in, don't grow a beard.
That's also a great point. Because if you have to paint the hair on your face to be happy with it, right. That's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
Like if you got to paint the hair on your face to make it the color you want it to be, then just shave. And it goes the same for a high school football field. Like if your field is so desert ass thirsty that you have to paint it green, just leave it.
Let the dirt fly.
I'm talking to you, Temecula. Huh? Talking to you, Antelope Valley. We are your anti-beard and mustache comb show of record. We continue with more great sports talk right here on this We Just Won't Be Defeated Wednesday. Petrosyn Money Show, your home of the Dodgers. AM 570 LA Sports.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Get P and Money on your smart speaker.
Mic check, mic check.
Just say, Alexa.
Yes?
Play AM 570 LA Sports on iHeartRadio.
Whoa! See the USC breaking news? LA Times just posted it. It wasn't just Varsity Blues. Mark Ridley Thomas. Indicted on federal charges of taking bribes from the USC School of Social Work to steer money to the school in return for admitting his son into grad school with a full tuition scholarship and paid professorship. Whoa! It ain't just sailing. It ain't just water polo. It's now the School of Social Work.
I am shocked. Shocked!
And I am shocked that a politician could possibly be involved
Mark
in this
Ridley
sort of
Thomas,
play.
Manual Arts proudest, son. What?
Taking bribes.
Since John Arnett, A greater man has not come out of manual arts.
Man, that's a hell of a circle. So he gets a kickback for giving them millions of dollars in contracts, and then they give him, his son, a paid professorship and a grad. That is some complex bribery action.
That's how the top at USC has worked for years.
Hey!
Assert your feelings, Matt. You know it to be true. Do you see the shock?
Wow, man, freaked out!
The shock in my face, do you see it?
Freaking out!
I am shocked this came out with old Ridley Thomas. Somebody must want him out like they wanted John Gruden out. But the other thing that was interesting that we didn't report, because it's all convoluted and it's been so long.
Like that?
Steve Lopes was in court the other day, and Ron Orr. I mean, those were like the guys right. that knew where every penny went that Pat Hayden was moving around. And Pat Hayden's still like laying low, trying not to get indicted on this stuff. Trust me.
We ain't heard from him in years.
Yeah, there's a reason. Lopes pled the fifth. Straight up Dave Chappelle, FIF. And so did Ronnie Orr.
Ooh.
About the scholarship, walk-ons, getting love. Those allegations are not new, but the charges here are new.
They start sniffing around. And they're going to find something that stinks.
I can't believe my alma mater would be involved in such a thing. I am.
With a city politician, no less.
Disgusted.
All right, so here's how this is going. You're going to give me money, and then I'm going to get you millions of dollars.
And then?
In work. And then you're going to give me, well, you're going to give my son a full tuition
ride.
Scholarly and a paid professorship. That sounds good. Let's do it.
On the Textoso line.
The secret Textoso line.
Sold out to Chevy.
Gabe Kapler looks like the felt beard G.I. Joe doll from the 70s.
Oh, good call.
Very accurate.
Good call.
Got a few of those. Very accurate.
That's a great call. And that was real hair on the face, too, and the head.
Yeah, like the felt.
Yes. Love it.
That is, Gabe has a felt beard.
Yes. That is felt.
He looks like a Dennis Hopper when he changes clothes in Blue Velvet, the well-dressed man. Frank Booth is here. He's in the outfit of the well-dressed man. All right, Kate, this is about your droopy balls in Colorado that you're so fascinated with.
I just laughed.
It's a great question. What if it's like one guy searching for droopy balls, but a whole lot?
That's a great point.
Right? But if that was the case, just because of me being in California, it would be casting curvy. So you want to be a casting curvy model, do you?
So what are you into? Look. I'm not proud to say it. I'm in the mills. You know, I like the mature ladies.
Nothing wrong with that.
You know, that's wrong. How about you? I really like to see some droopy balls get to work.
Well, when I think about Colorado,
I just like seeing them swing around and really get after
you know,
it.
Ralphie's a girl, but Cam the Ram has got some of the droopiest balls.
Sure, and Colorado State. So maybe Colorado it's all out of Fort Collins.
It's a big droopy balls town. I mean, that's look up Cam the Ram's balls if
they're,
you want to see.
They're droopy.
Come on now.
Some balls on that Ram.
This is a good facial hair PSA, P. How do they not know? You know, I don't know.
That is a great point.
When you look like you're in a stage play, like you're playing in Macbeth, and you've painted your beard so black, you're holding a skull and wearing tights everywhere you go, you know, it's like, what's going on? Don't forget about Gabe Kapler's bronzer that he's rocking every day. Parts of his neck look different color.
Fair point.
And an excellent point. We cannot lose to this guy for that reason. And I think it's fair.
Yeah. Guy like that doesn't deserve it.
Oh,
can't
this...
have that be your leader of men, a man that's got bronzer and a fake beard.
Now, this goes back to the Sooners local paper.
The Oklahoma Daily?
Yeah, the Oklahoma Daily. And I was hoping it was the Land Grab right. Daily, but it's not. Sooner Digest. I'm native now. I'm from an indigenous tribe. Watch out now, them land grabbers. I'm just saying. We're good, brother. We're good.
We're good.
I ain't taking it personal. That is Coach Riley going Coach Edwards.
Watch out them devils.
Sooners Digest. I'm native now. Watch out that land grab.
Devils Digest, huh? Devils Digest.
Are ladies into the droopy balls?
Maybe.
Like, are ladies like, hey, when he took off his pants, man, that's balls droopy.
Right?
I sang Swing Low, Sweet Cherry.
And I was into it. I can see that. I mean, I think there's some... How do you say this? I think some people are, implant adverse. They prefer their their Blouse Clowns to be a certain way.
Las Clunas de Blusas?
The swing of them. So you're into that.
Swing and Blouse Clowns?
Maybe
clown?
It works the other way, too.
You know, today is...
some swinging balls.
Today's National No Bra Day.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Time for me to hit the streets.
For breast cancer. I haven't been wearing a bra all day for that very purpose.
Time for me to hit the streets.
Come on. We're going to do a Wednesday night film fight. San Francisco versus L.A. next. Strap your balls.
When I think about the old days, babe, you're always on my mind.